Well, I see in the room we have a mix of both seasoned members and then new members. So when I first started coming to the PHN section council meeting or PHN section business meetings, I frankly felt like I was like dropped in to, you know, from the moon or something, or landed on the moon, because of a lot of, you know, acronyms and then structures among within APHA and within the sections that weren't clear. So that was one of our reasons for putting this session together, is to try to give people a better background for the newer people who are involved, and then for the people who are more seasoned, you know, hopefully reconnect or connect you to, you know, each other and to other roles and what we're trying to do in the section. So for the new people, so far, are there acronyms or structures or anything that, that we've been talking about that sort of are like, doesn't, they don't make sense? Or have we explained enough of it? Just wanting to do a check-in. Is everyone okay? Okay, good. So we're, the section council role, like the governing council role, and like the chair-elect, these are structures within APHA that every section, and as you see on your handout, there are 31 sections. Every section has these roles in place. Section councilors are, like governing councilors, are also elected. It's an elected position. There are six councilors. I think, oh yeah, here we go. There are six councilors in each section. I've just listed the names, and we can give contact information for anybody who is interested. We mentioned Joyce Edmonds, who's also a policy and resolutions co-chair. So each section counselor serves 3 years, a three-year term, and rotates off, two at a time, rotate off. So I have one more year left of my current session here, or, you know, term. And as you see, we have two more who are coming in. And this is a, right now we are collecting nominations for the next section, the next term, which would you know, be starting next year. So one of the things about the section council, unlike the governing council that's is Cindy just described, it's very developed in very specific times and roles and places that you need to be and things that you need to do. The section council, on the other hand, is very kind of loosey-goosey, and I've been trying to do a little bit of research with other sections to see how they handle this role, and it's very variable depending on which section, how large it is, who the chair is. Our largest section in APHA, I believe it's still the largest, the PH, another acronym, yeah, the health education section, and I was in contact with their chair, and she just said, or the former chair, and she said it just depends on who's chair, how they structure it, and things change every year. So that's not real helpful when you're trying to figure out what the role is. And I would say that, so I just talked about the three-year term, it makes it difficult to try to structure this position. As you see, they are voting members of the section. The governing council votes on behalf of the section for the policies and the elections and that sort of thing, but they do not vote on section on the PHN section business within the section. So that's really up to the chair, the secretary, the secretary-elect, the past chair, and the chair-elect. There are five, right? There are five people who are on the executive committee, and then there are the six section counselors. So if there's a contentious issue within the section, the way our section has handled it historically, when there's not a contentious issue, we take straw polls and just, you know, get a sense of the membership. What would we like? When there's something that's very close or there's some arguments over something, then it really comes to the elected six section counselors and the executive board to make the decision. And so that's where the role becomes important, is if you know you're going to be represented by the section counselors. And so theoretically, you should, you know who your section counselors are if you, you know, want to have an input, some input into the business of the section. So the voting members represent the section, and then, as you see, but how? And that's been our conundrum, and we've tried, and from my chair year, I can speak to that and forward, of trying different roles, having the section counselors be liaisons to the committees. And I'll mention a little bit more about the committees in a minute, because the committees are separate, and the committee chairs have a leadership role, but they do not have a voting role, official voting role, and they are not elected. They're appointed by the chair. So there, we've had different models where the section counselors each will be a liaison to various committees, so that the committee chair will give feedback to the section counselor who will then vote on that person's behalf, or will inform the chair and the chair-elect and post-chair, the executive committee and secretary about what's going on within different committees. I'd have to say I think that has not been totally effective, and part of it is just the structure of APHA and PHN section, that so much of what we do is virtual. We're all together now, and then some of us are able to get together for the mid-year meeting, but otherwise it's just whoever can be present at different times on phone calls and that sort of thing. So it has been a challenge. Some of the other sections I talked to, they have their section counselors are the committee chairs, so the committee chairs are both involved in the section work and the committee work. However, those seem to be the smaller sections that do that I've seen. So part of, you know, what we would like from you too, after, you know, done talking, is to get some feedback from you about how, what you think might work or what you would be interested in doing to try to get the section counselors a little bit more active within the section. And then there is, so I started to talk about the liaison to section. There's also, there have been times where we've had the section counselors be more active within their state affiliates. And that has also been variable because our state affiliates are widely variable in terms of how active they are, how many nurses are involved.
Could you maybe explain a little bit about the affiliates?
Yes,
people that may not,
yes, sorry about that. So each state has a public health affiliate. So I'm from the Washington, D.C. area. It's Metropolitan Washington Public Health Association. And they're the radical ones who are always protesting APHA. So they really have, I think I'm one of the few nurses who is a member of that affiliate. So a lot of their work is really, it's not nursing or healthcare related so much as it is healthcare related. Hold on a second. But it's more, they're involved in employment, housing. They do a lot of protesting about, you know, for example, our transportation, our metro system implemented a policy about not hiring ex-felons, and so they've been active about trying to reverse that policy, jobs, you know, and equity and that sort of thing. So they've been really active, but the nursing community hasn't been as engaged, whereas I understand some other affiliates are very heavily engaged in nursing and public health nursing in particular. So it just varies. But I would encourage anybody who's not a member or who hasn't explored their local affiliate to take a look. And usually they are much cheaper to join than it is to join APHA. So it's a good way to sort of get connected and kind of get in the door. That's speaking broadly. I don't know if that's a fact, but I'm a member of a couple of affiliates, so that tends to be the case. So there's the regional representation. We also, and I believe Jean had mentioned earlier about trying to connect with other APHA sections. And it's really, you know, such an opportunity being here at APHA with 31 different sections. And in some ways, I heard somebody describe yesterday about sometimes it's just 31 different meetings all in the same place, which really is a shame if that's what happens. And I would, you know, I think personally struggle with how to do that in a more effective manner. One thing we've done this year with having fewer public health nursing section business meetings allows more opportunity to maybe explore another section to be able to try to connect better with another section of your interest. APHA does allow two sections, as most of you know, I think, so if you don't have a second section, it's always helpful. I think we can gain ideas and gain some, you know, synergy between another section. Membership engagement is another role of section counselors, and again, just speaking as a section counselor and talking to my colleagues, everybody is interested in learning more about how we can do that better. Vicki is membership committee chair as well, and is fabulous, I think, in terms of trying, you know, working on connecting people and trying to connect us to the larger APHA, but I'm sure you can speak to how challenging that is too. So the future directions, we had, when I say we, it might just be me, has talked about looking at it the same model as we have with governing council about having a chair or a captain to appoint it, and I think that would help mobilize the group. I mean, it's like a very simple concept, but it's not something that we've done. And then the mutually agreeable, measurable goals and strategies. I think because the role is flexible and ill-defined, part of our problem has been that we've tried to go too many directions at once. It's like, oh, let's be liaisons to this committee. Let's do this. Let's, you know, try to look more outward rather than inward APHA. So that's another challenge, as Cindy described with governing council, a lot of the work while you're here, they're here, is inward focusing, yet the policies that are developed are supposed to reflect outward, and you know, the problems that we see in public health and what solutions we would like to have come about because of them. So I think that these are, you know, it's just a large role that we have not really effectively narrowed down, I think, to make it more effective. So that's the challenge, and it can also be very creative. I have suggestions there. Whoops, maybe that was my last one. So otherwise, I think, I'm just trying to make sure, look at my notes to make sure I didn't miss any ideas. I think that's kind of basically it in a nutshell. I also have a listing and some contact information of the committees. Do you want me to let me read through real quickly what the committees are? And then you can just sort of think about, we can explain more about what that means or what the committee's involved in if you're interested. There's archives, history, awards, nominating committee, education committee, and that is one if for anybody who was at the public health nursing section meeting. Kay Bender addressed a little bit more. That's also working with the larger APHA. Policy and resolutions we talked about. That's right. And the education committee does need some people to volunteer on that committee because they're up for accreditation this year, the 2016. So they would, if for anybody who would like experience in assisting with that. Environment, I mentioned. Research committee, communications, which involves newsletter, web, the web, social media, global health, then local arrangements. So if there's anybody here from Denver for next year, we really needed strong support from the local folks. Program committee, who are responsible for reviewing or coordinating the review of the abstracts once they come in, and then developing the whole program of the sessions, the scientific sessions. Finance committee, I believe that's executive board only, correct? I think. And then diversity and social justice, we mentioned May and I are co-chair of that committee. And then there's membership, Vicki, and student membership. Sarah Kelly is not here, but she involves students. Do we have our student representative here by chance?
She wasn't able to come.
Okay. There is for anybody who's a student, there is a whole section of APHA that's very active, the student assembly. And we have a liaison to that assembly as well as, that's one of our big goals, is to support students as best we can. So those are the internal committees, and then we do have liaisons within a PHN section to both the larger APHA committees, such as intersectional council has been mentioned a few times, but that is specifically for the chair-elect and past chair of all the sections. And, you know, ideally that's where the sections communicate and can share ideas and things like that. There's APHA executive board that Cindy talked about, in action. Action Board, Science Board, which we have representatives to all of those. I don't think you mentioned Nominating Committee. That's another APHA board, and Education Board, which links directly with our Education Committee. And then International Human Rights Committee is another one.
And another important one is EHOC.
EHOC. Yeah, you know, we don't have that on here. We need that.
Only because we don't have a representative, but I did ask Betty.
Okay. And that's...
because that's really important.
Okay, that's I don't want to mess up the acronym.
Equal
Health Opportunity Committee. Okay, EHOC, and that's a larger APHA committee. Then to the outside organizations, public health related organizations that we're involved with. There's the Quad Council, which is now Quad Coalition. Just changed its name because there are five members, and we have a couple members here and from that group. The ANHE, the acronym is ANHE, which is nurses. It's the environmental one. It stands ANHE. It's not association, alliance. The Council on Linkages, which I don't know if you've seen in the exhibit hall. The standards, the Council on Linkages is for all public health organizations, and they have. The competencies for public health are listed at their booth there. You can pick up copies of that as well. And we have representatives. We have a representative to that committee. Nursing community, anybody who was in Sunday's meeting, Betty Daniels spoke a lot about the nurse Oh, wait, not the nursing community. Never mind, I was talking about the community guide. The nursing community is a larger nursing organization of lots of different nursing organizations and nurse practitioner organizations. We also have a liaison to that. And that, yeah, the community guide is, we have a liaison to that. That's not on here either. But so there's just, there are a lot of opportunities, and I, without like kind of going into all those, if you don't know which ones, what they mean, please come ask us and we can talk about more detail and what opportunities might be available, or link you to somebody who knows more about it. So,
do they have any questions for
you? Any questions? Would you like to be the captain? I guess we don't need that committee anymore.
I just wanted to comment that I do think that there are a lot of people who are looking for jobs to do, and so however I can help contribute to that, so that finding a job for myself to do, and finding other ways to channel some of that energy.
Great, thank you, Allison. That's great, and that is again a challenge of trying to. We have a lot of energy and a lot of talent, and to try to kind of channel it and for mutual benefit, and not have it be more frustration than satisfaction. So thanks. We can talk afterwards too. Any other questions about committees or section council?
You mentioned regional. Do you need regional across the country?
Well, that is one of the things that we look for with nominating, or it has been a past practice. I can't speak to whether or not it's current, but to look for, we already have a bunch of people in the East. Why don't we look for somebody in the Midwest or the West? So that has been a consideration. I'd have to look to see where people are, to see what the fallout is. I can't say I think because everyone's a volunteer, I think it's just sort of like who will volunteer to be on the ballot. And then it depends on who gets elected, too. Yeah.
So, like, Chad Priest is from Indiana, so he would be. So
Chad Priest, he's one of the current.
Indiana. So, I mean, I think the piece with the regional, what we tried to do is. We tried during my year as chair to kind of connect them. So, we had, Joyce was from Massachusetts, so she tried to talk to some of the affiliates around her, sort of what were public health nurses doing within that affiliate. As I said, Chad's from Indiana, Tess is in Georgia right now, Susan's Washington, D.C., Allison, you're
Pittsburgh.
Duquesne, right? So Pittsburgh, Joanne's from New York,
who am I missing?
Joyce is going off, Maryland's going off. Maryland was from Arizona.
And we have Louise Ivanoff, she's North Carolina.
Louise is North Carolina, so. We have a little bit more to the Midwest and East right now.
Which is typical.
it does move around.
Of the membership, I believe. Yeah. We sometimes are challenged when, especially when APHA is in the West. I know we've been challenged to find enough volunteers.
Is there a question in the back?
I believe there is.
Yeah, there's. We tried to do one. Within, I know Connect is the is a challenge, but within Connect you can get into the public health nurse section, and we have a library, and within our library we have an operating guideline. So there is a little chart within there that tries to fill out, and it does go through all the different roles that we went through, and it goes through all the committees and some other things. So that's probably our most complete document that we have. It's in Connect, in the PHN section, and then to the library. And then you got to kind of go, because it's multiple pages, so be patient.
And it's off. It's a tab off to the left.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not real user-friendly, to say the least.
Yeah. I think I would like to add that being someone who, as Susan said, I am the membership chair, but I started off on the student engagement subcommittee and then kind of somehow got promoted into the chair of the membership committee. But I think that being involved in one of the committees or in the policy review or abstract reviews, all of those are great ways to kind of get your feet wet without committing yourself terribly to something that might you might find overwhelming. You don't have to necessarily attend the annual meeting to be involved in the committees. So I have several people on the membership committee that are not able to attend the annual meeting, and so we meet several times a year by conference call and just have discussions about things. And so there are lots of ways to be involved. We are really looking to, we have about 1,300 plus members in our section, and I think there are around 300 nurses attending the conference. And we are really looking to have much more involvement and have people be involved. We'd love to have people participate on any of the committees that we have. There's no limits really for the committees how many people can be on them that I know of. I think it's just kind of dependent on how many people are interested in what they would be interested in doing. So I would encourage you, if you're interested, we do, we have a list up here where you can write your name down and let us know what you might be interested in, and we will definitely contact you. Or you can always, as membership chair, I'll get questions from people about, hey, I'm moving to this section of the country, I'm interested in finding a job in this. Are there any people here? And then I will send out emails to the people that I know that are in that region and try to connect people up. So there's just lots and lots of ways that you can find support and be involved in the section. And I have really enjoyed it over the years and have enjoyed the ability to meet a lot of people that are kind of like-minded and we're all kind of working on the same things. I think all of the speakers really brought out that support aspect that is part of this. And it's great to have that support because, as we all know, we're all in very different roles and sometimes very isolated in those roles. So it's great to have people that you can talk to.
And that you brought up one of the best things is just making the connections and the relationships that are formed are so important. And, you know, there's been a lot of times when I've just thought, oh, I need to get an answer on something. Let me we'll check with one of my colleagues. So it's been a really nice thing, too.
There are a lot of very, very knowledgeable, capable, and people that have done a great many things to speak to within the section. It's always wonderful to be able to connect to those people. So does anybody have any other questions? Speakers?
Did you have a close? I'm sorry, question.
Comment question?
Yeah, so that connection really occurs within the Quad Council Coalition. So the first four members were the APHA, Public Health Nurse Section, ASHNI. It was originally the Association of State and Territorial Directors, which is now the Association of Public Health Nurses. And then the American Nurses Association, when it first started, had a community health nurse section that's not part of their organizational structure anymore. So their representatives is a staff member. And then they did a call out, and they have two other ANA members who are very active public health folks. And now we've just recently added the National Association of School Nurses. And so that's why we're I think, probably changing gradually. So it's now the Quad Council Coalition of Public Health Nurse Organizations. So those are the five organizations right now, but we will be looking to increase our coalition members. And I just like to recognize Yvonne sitting in front of you. She's a representative from APHN, and Joy Reed over here from APHN. So we have a couple of, and Marion from ASHNI right here. So we have a couple of the Quad Council folks with us.
Any of us have
multiple memberships. Yeah. And one of the things we're doing now is we're having two face-to-face meetings. So we met on Saturday, and we'll meet again in June at the end of the APHN ASHNI joint meeting in Indianapolis. Plug for Indy, yay. So.
And if anyone has any interest in those organizations, let us know too, because we do a lot of cross work with them.
Yep. Are there any other questions? Jean, did you have another comment?
I would like to invite all of you to the town hall this evening at 6 o'clock. It's in the convention center, W192 A and B. They're going to showcase an excellent panel of Illinois public health nurses, and then we shall host you for a social hour. So please come.
And our last business meeting is on Wednesday morning at 6:30 for those of you that want to get up early and come and join us, and it will be in W184.
And there will be breakfast and coffee.
Yes, breakfast and coffee. At least we do that. Yes, so. All right, let's thank our speakers.
I'm not saying around here the buses don't start running early enough for us, because they'll start running till 7. So
they do?
7:30.
Oh, they've been running at 6:30. From
the schedule that we got is 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. when the buses run. So
they've been starting at 6:30.
They started at 5:45.
Yeah, they've been starting earlier. So,
yeah. I thought that. I think on the weekends it was later, but during the week, knowing that so many business meetings start at 6:30.
Yeah, they've been running earlier during the week.
Yeah.
So I want to thank all of our speakers for coming today.